Now you check, you have that option.
Oh, I still have.
Ah, yes.
So both of us can record it, yes, in the cloud only.
Yes, yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, so let's start then. I will also record. But it does not ask me where to record.
Yeah.
By default, will it?
Yeah, it will default record, and then later it will tell us where it has recorded. Maybe later we need to change in the settings also. Where we can record, that can be changed in the settings also, I guess. That may come in the options somewhere.
In the cloud only?
In the cloud, I don't know, Prabhuji, but yes, yesterday it recorded in the computer only somewhere. Maybe in the settings.
Okay.
We can change it.
Okay. Haribol, Haribhakti Prabhu, I'm back. See, as soon as I pressed recording, it started recording, but I lost signal.
Okay.
Oh. Fine. You only record, no issues. So we will try this out later.
Hmm.
Okay. Fine. So we'll start. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Okay, so we will start our, we had completed the first chapter recap, and second chapter we had a recap till, I think, 19th verse or something like that. So we will start and complete this recap and start the third chapter today, Krishna willing. So... okay, so we had been discussing Vishnudutas are speaking with the Yamadutas. They are responding, we saw. And the Vishnudutas glorified the holy name, which went on till 19th verse. This we discussed yesterday. So... okay. Sorry. Okay. So now, after speaking about the glories of the holy name, Shri Shukadeva Goswami continues. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Ta evam suvinirniya dharmam bhagavatam drapa tam yamyapashan nirmuchya vipram mrityor amumuchan. So it doesn't seem like after speaking about the glories of the holy name, they are not even waiting for the Yamadutas to whether agree upon their proposal or whatever. That is not mentioned. Maybe they did. But it is mentioned that having thus perfectly defined with reasoning and arguments, bhagavatam dharman, Bhagavatam Dharmam, about the principles of devotional service, and how one who does not understand the principles of devotional service will generally think in terms of ordinary dharma and adharma, and definitely he will think that if a person has committed such sinful activities, and if he has not performed the karmakandi atonements, then definitely he has to go to hell and suffer. So, but they have presented this alternative theory of devotional service and how devotional service protects its practitioners. They apparently didn't even wait for the response of the Yamadutas. They went and released Ajamil from the Yamapash and saved him from death. Iti pratyudita yamya duta yatva yamantikam yame ragnye yata sarvam acha chakshur arindama. So after they had been so comprehensively answered in this way by the Vishnu Dutas, the Yamadutas didn't speak anything further. They just went back to Yamaloka. Dvijapashad vinirmukto gatabihi prakritim gataha vavande shirasa vishnoho kinkaran darshanotsavaha. And after being released from the Yamapash, Ajamil, now he had lost fear because the Yamadutas had left. Of course, he had lost fear of death. He didn't lose fear of sinning because he has understood the, you know, what lies ahead if he continues a sinful life. But he was at least, he had lost the fear of the Yamadutas because he understood that the Vishnudutas had very comprehensively answered them and they were convinced and they left. So he, Prakritim Gataha, he came back to his senses and Vishnoho Kinkaran Darshana Utsava, he became so pleased by taking the darshan of the Vishnudutas. Shirasa Bhavande, and he bent his bowed his head and offered them obeisances. Tam vivakshum abhipretya mahapurusha kinkaraha sahasa pashyatastasya tatra antar dadire anagha. And as soon as the Vishnudutas realized that now Ajamil wants to speak to us, but he does not have that qualification yet, immediately they vanished from there. Ajamilopyat atakarnya dutanam yamakrishnayoho dharmam bhagavatam shuddham traivedyam chagunashrayam. So Ajamilo api ata akarnya. After Ajamil had now heard two presentations of dharma. One was Trivedya dharma, which is gunashrayam. So Trivedya dharma is the dharma which is described in general, which Krishna calls as Trigunya Vishayo Veda, Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna, he says. So that Trigunya Vishaya, he had heard the Trigunya gunashraya dharma presented by the Yama Kinkaras and Shuddham Bhagavatam Dharmam presented by the Vishnu Kinkaras. After hearing both the presentations, Bhaktiman Bhagavatyashu Mahatmya Shravanad Harehe, and after he had also heard about the greatness of the Supreme Lord from the Vishnu Kinkaras, Anutapo Mahan Asid, he felt great repentance within his heart, Smarato Ashubham Atmanah, thinking that how he had performed so much sinful activities, causing displeasure to so many people, he felt greatly repentant for all his activities. So, Ahome paramam kashtam abud avijitatmanah yena viplavitam brahma vrushalyam jayatatmana. So he says, Aho avijita atmanah. Oh, how with such uncontrolled senses may paramam kashtam abud, I have fallen into such a miserable condition. Yena brahma viplavitam vrushalyam jayatatmana, by which I have destroyed my status as a brahmana by bearing sons in a shudra woman. Digmam vigarhitam sadbir dushkritam kulakajjalam hitva balam satim yoham surapim asatim agam. Digmam, I am so unfortunate. Dushkritam, such a sinful person. Kula kajjalam, I am like a black spot in my family. Sadbihi vigarhitam, I am fit to be condemned by the civilized people. Balam satim hitva, giving up such a chaste young wife. Masatim, I had relationship with an unchaste drunkard prostitute. Vriddhav, anatav, pitarav, nanya bandhu, tapasvinav, aho, maya adhuna tyaktav, akritagnena nichavat. I was so ungrateful to my elderly parents who had no other support. Na anya bandhu, they had no other relatives. Tapasvinav. And, they underwent great difficulties because of my conduct. And in such an ungrateful way, I gave them up. Soham vyaktam patishyami narake brishadarune dharmagna kamino yatra vindanti yamayatana. Actually, I deserve to fall into hell and I deserve to suffer there. So therefore, for and I deserve to be tortured by Yamaraj in hell for all my sinful activities. Kimidam swapna ahosvit sakshat drishtam ihadbutam kvayata adyate yemam vyakarshan pashapanayah. Was I dreaming? Was this a dream? Or was it real that I saw these frightening people with Yamapash within their hands dragging me away with their ropes? Where are they now? Was I dreaming or was it real? Atate kvagata siddhas chatvaras charudarshana vyamochayan niyamanam bhadvapasher adhobuvah. Kvate chatvara siddhah. Where are those four perfected persons? Charudarshana, who are very beautiful to see. Gataha, where have they gone? Vyamochayan bhadvapashaihi. They released me from those yamapash. Niyamano adhobuvah. While I was being dragged to hell, they released me from that yamapash. Where are they now? Atapi me durbhagasya vibudottama darshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. Atapi durbhagasya, even though I was such a sinful person, me mangalena bhavitavyam, I must have done some auspicious act. And Srila Vishnath Jagadagur says, one must assume the mercy of some devotee, because without that the seed of bhakti cannot be sown. So he is thinking, I must have done some pious act, but what his only piety is that he must have come across some devotee and he must have received some sukriti from them. That is the, and because of that mercy, he called his son Narayan. So it was not by chance. Bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. So I must have performed some auspicious act to see those devatas, because of which I have become so joyful now. Anyata mriyamanasya nashuche vrishali patehe vaikunta nama grahanam jihva vaktum iharhati. Anyata, otherwise, mriyamanasya, at the time of death, nashuche vrishali patehe, to such a sinful person who had married a prostitute, vaikunta nama grahanam jihva vaktum iha arhati. How is it possible for a person like me to chant the holy name of Lord Narayana at the time of death? It is not possible. Kvachaham kitava papo brahmagno nirapatrapaha kvacha narayana yetyetad bhagavannama mangalam. What I am? I am such a cheater and sinner, a shameless killer of brahmanas. And to me, yetad bhagavannama mangalam narayana yeti. How is it that I could chant the auspicious name of Lord Narayan? I am not able to understand. Soham tata yatishyami yata chittendriyani lah yatana bhuya atmanam ande tamasi majjaye yata chitta indriya anilah. Therefore, I will control my mind, senses and life affairs. Aham yatishyami, and I will strive. Tata na bhuya atmanam maje. I will endeavor in such a way that I want to ensure that I will not again drown myself andhetamasi in this ignorant path. So in that direction I want to endeavor. Vimuchyatam imam bandham avidya kama karmajam sarva bhuta suhrit shanto maitra karuna atmavan mochaye grastam atmanam yoshin mayatmaya vikridito yataivaham krida mruga ivadamaha. Vimuchyatam idam bandham. So I will free myself from this bondage. Avidya kama karmajam. So as Kunti Maharani also says, bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi. Like that. So same thing he says, vimuchyatam idam bandham avidya kama karmajam. So I will try to free myself from this bondage which arises out of my sinful impressions, which leads to sinful desires and then sinful actions. Sarva bhuta suhrit. And contrary to this, I will try to become a friend of all beings. Shantaha, peaceful. Maitraha karuna atmavan. I will try to become friendly to everyone, merciful to everyone. And I would control my mind. Aham atmanam mochaye. In this way, I will free myself. krastam atma maya, while currently I am being completely trapped by this maya. Yoshidmayi maya, a maya in the form of this woman. Krida mruga iva adamaha, and I have become so fallen that I have become like a playing toy in the hands of this woman. So now I want to change my life. I want to give up all this nonsense. I want to free myself from this bondage, which is born out of avidya, kama, karma. And I have become a plaything in the hands of this maya in the form of this woman. I want to stop this. No more. Mamaham iti dehadau hitva mityartha dhirmatim dhasye mano bhagavati shuddham tat kirtana debihi. So he decides. Amitya artadihi, understanding the temporary nature of the material bodies, material objects such as the body. Mama aham matim hitva. I will give up this ahankar and mamakar with respect to this material body and this material world. Dhasye shuddham manaha. Then I will concentrate my pure mind, Bhagavati, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How am I going to focus my mind on the Supreme Lord? Tat kirtana adibihi. By chanting his holy names, by hearing his holy pastimes in this way, I will try to focus my mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what I want to do. So then he goes to Haridwar and performs austerities. Iti jata sunir vedaha kshana sangena sadushu ganga dwaram upeyaya mukta sarvanu bandhanaha. Iti jata sunir vedaha. In this way, developing great detachment. Kshana sangena sadushu, by just a momentary association with the four Vishnu Kinkaras. Ganga dwaram upeyaya, he went to Haridwar. Mukta sarvanu bandhanaha, by freeing himself from attachment from his wife, sons, etc. Satasmin deva sadana asino yogamastitaha pratyahritendriya gramo yuyoja mana atmani. Tasmin deva sadana asinaha, in Haridwar, he went to a temple and he sat there, yogamastitaha, and he started practicing bhakti yoga. Pratyahrita indriya grama, and by controlling all his senses and mind by engaging them in Krishna consciousness. Yuyoja mana atmani, in this way he concentrated his mind on the Supreme Lord. Tato gunebhya atmanam viyujyatma samadina yuyuje bhagavad dhamni brahmanyanubhavatmani. Gunebhya atmanam viyujya, detaching his mind from the sense objects. Atma samadina, with full concentration. Yuyuje, he engaged his mind. Bhagavad dhamni, he engaged his mind in the form of the Lord. Brahmani, who is the Supreme Brahman. Anubhava atmani, who is the right object of realization of devotees. Tata paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidanartam katam pashyema histriyah. Like that. Yarhi uparata dhis tasmin adrakshid purushan puraha upalabhya upalabdan prag vavande shirasadvijaha. So after a few years down the line, yarhi uparata dihi, when his intelligence had become perfectly fixed, tasmin, on that Supreme Personality of Godhead, adrakshid purushan puraha, he saw those very same four people. Prag upalabdan, whom he had seen before. Upalabhya shirasava vande, as soon as he saw them, he immediately offered his obeisances to them. Hitva kalevaram tirte gangayam darshanadanu sadya swarupam jagrhe bhagavat parshva vartinam. Darshanadanu, after seeing the forms of those Vishnu dutas, hitva kalevaram, he gave up his body as ajamit tirte, in that holy place, gangayam, on the banks of Ganga, sadya swarupam jagrhe, and immediately he attained the spiritual form. As it is mentioned in the case of Narada Muni also. Tadit saudamani yata, like that. Just like, you don't know whether you saw the light first or the lightning first. It seems like they appeared at the same time. So he left his body immediately. He received a spiritual body and he left. Bhagavat Parshvavartinam. So he attained a spiritual body, just similar to those associates who had come there in the same way. He also attained a body which is fit to associate with the Supreme Lord. Sakam vihayasa vipro mahapurusha kinkaraihi haimam vimanam aruhya yayau yatra shreyapatihi. Sakam vihayasa vipro mahapurusha kinkaraihi. Sakam mahapurusha kinkaraihi, along with the Vishnudutas, Vipraha, this so-called Brahmana, Ajamil, Aruhya, he boarded Haimam Vimanam, the golden airplane. Vihayasa Yayau Yatra Shriyapatihi, and he took the airways and he reached the abode of the Supreme Lord, the husband of Mother Lakshmi. Evam so viplavita sarvadharma dasya pati patito garhya karmana nipatyamano niraye hatavratah sadyo vimukto bhagavan nama ghranan. Viplavita sarvadharma, so having given up all his brahmana duties, dasyaha patihi, this husband of a prostitute, patito garhya karmana, he performed so much fallen activities. Hatavratah, he broke every possible vow. Niraye nipatyamanah, and he was just on his way to hell. Saha sadyo vimuktah, he became immediately nataparam karma nibandha krantanam mumukshatam tirta padanu kirtanad nayatpunak karma susajjate bano rajastamobhyam kalilam tatonyata na atah param. There is no better way, mumukshatam, for those desiring liberation. Karma nibandha krantanam, for those desiring liberation, there is no better way to cut the bondage of karma. Tirthapada anukirtanat, there is no better way than to chant the holy name of the Lord. Why? Yat, because by such a chanting, manaha, the mind, na punaha karma susajjate, it does not become again attached to material actions because of the cleansing potency of the holy name. Anyata, but if you take up to other processes, manaha rajastamobhyam kalilam tataha, mind does not, the other processes are not capable of powerfully extricating the mind from the influence of rajogun and tamogun as much as the chanting of the holy name is capable of doing. Yayetam paramam guhyam itihasam aghapaham shrunuyat shraddaya yukto yascha bhaktyanu kirtayet navai san narakam yati nekshito yamakinkaraihi yajyap amangalo martyo vishnuloke mahiyate. Yayetam paramam guhyam itihasam aghapaham. So one who hears shraddaya with faith, this most secret, confidential story of Ajamil, Aghapaham, which is capable of destroying the sins. Yascha bhaktyanu kirtayet, or one who with great devotion chants this episode of Ajamil. Navaisa narakam yati, such a person will never go to hell. Nekshito yamakinkarahi, what to speak of that he will never ever have to take darshan of the yamakinkaras. Yadyapi amangalo martyo, however sinful he might have been, Vishnuloke mahiyate, he will definitely go to the abode of Lord Vishnu. So again, I'm sure we discussed this point before, that every time such a phalashruti comes, the word shraddha comes. So we have to hear it with faith. To the extent that we have faith in hearing this subject matter, only to that extent the whatever is guaranteed here, we will be able to achieve that. So therefore, if you see, the word Shraddha literally occurs in practically every Phalashruti of Bhagavatam. That is the key. Like that. Finally, the last, Mriyamano Harer Nama Grinan Putropacharitam Ajamilo Pyagadhama Kimuta Shraddaya Grinan. Again, Mriyamano Harer Nama Grinan Putropacharitam Ajamil Harehe Nama Grinan. No doubt he chanted the holy name of the Lord, but not to indicate the Lord. Putra Upacharitam, he was addressing his son. And Mriyamana, he didn't chant his name so much while he was alive, not with such feeling. But he agadama, he went to the abode of Lord. Kimuta Shraddayagranan. He didn't even chant with faith. What to speak of chanting with faith? He didn't even address the Supreme Lord. And what to speak of addressing the Supreme Lord? He was such a sinful person. So what if a sinless person, not at the time of death, but while living, not addressing his son, but addressing the Supreme Lord, not without faith, but with great faith, if one chants, how much more potent the holy name would be? That is the essence of this whole narration, which is indicated by this last verse. Mriyamano Harer Nama Grinan Putropacharitam Ajamilopyagadama Kimuta Shraddaya Grinan. Like that. Okay, so this is where we ended our discussion. Many, many months back. So now we will start discussing the third. Is there any quick comments, discussions?
Only one small question.
Hari Bhakti Prabhu.
Last verse, we discussed that the Phalashruti, it is given, Shraddha is required for getting the result. So,
correct.
So is it implied that means whenever, if somebody is hearing a particular pastime with faith, then is it implied that he will follow it? Because if he is hearing with faith, then the result is that he will practice it. Then automatically he will attain the Phalashruti. Is it like that? Or just it is by hearing, just by hearing itself?
Yeah, of course. Hearing with faith, the meaning of faith is actually in Manasiksha, in the commentary to the first verse, His Holiness Shivram Swami Maharaj, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, and about that Srila Shivram Swami Maharaj comments. He says, what is the symptom of hearing with faith? So he says, what is the symptom of hearing with faith? When one hears with faith, automatically he would see practical application coming from every word. And the symptom of not hearing with faith is that one does not think, or it does not occur to him that these are things which are meant for me to apply. So the symptom of faith itself is how much we are inspired to follow, how much we are convinced that we need to follow, rather than how much we are able to follow, because the ability to follow also depends on the inherent obstacles that we may be carrying, which may stop us from perfectly applying it right from the word go. So, but definitely the conviction that it needs to be applied, and it needs to be applied, and I need to apply it at the earnest, that conviction is an indication of faith. But the ability to apply it immediately does not just depend on faith. It also depends on the other baggage that he is carrying. So that may act as an obstacle, like that. Anything else before we move on to the third chapter?
Guruji, again, regarding Namabhas, I wanted to clarify once. So by Namabhas, one attains liberation.
I have lost.
Like we in general, while practicing, because we commit Namaprats, and sometimes we may be chanting Namabhas also, but because of committing Namaprats, we remain in an ignorant position. And we also discussed that means if somebody is attaining liberation due to just Namabhas, that may be not such a, there is difference in that level and the level which is attained through subsequent Namaprat, Namabhas and Shuddhanam. So for persons who are outsiders like Haridas Thakur and the conversation between Haridas Thakur and Gopal Chakravarti, where he says, if even he says Harama, that's even in Haram Chintamani also. Like, so if he's saying Rama, then that is qualifying him for liberation. So that liberation, it means that, does it mean that he gets chance to associate with Vaishnavas, or that liberation means one of the five muktis?
Yeah, it must refer to the impersonal liberation. It must not refer to prema.
Yeah.
And if that's mostly talking about Ashraddhanamabhas. So Shraddhanamabhas or definitely it is not talking about, even within Shraddhanamabhas, it is not talking about pure devotional, the namabhas that is practiced by practitioners of pure devotional service. So because if for them, if they are denied prema, then it is something, it's a disaster actually. Because they have already accepted the goal of life to be Krishna Prem, and anywhere in between, if the whole journey ends, it's a big disaster. So such people will namabhas will not give them anything actually. Namabhas will only push them forward by giving them the higher experience that you should strive for Shuddhanam and further. So no intermediate result in the form of liberation or such will be given. Of course, some kind of favorable experiences in the form of Shubhada, that will happen at the stage of Namabhas, which can inspire them to continue the process. But definitely, they will not go and settle in Brahma Jyoti or something like that.
So for like non-devotees, they don't have desire for liberation, because they are anyways either they may be doing some fruitive activities, or they may be indulging in sense gratification. So how then they will be able to attain liberation? Because that is not their desire. So Krishna will like yathamam prapadyate.
Correct. So, see, yetamam prapadyante, that is there, if they approach the holy name, having faith in the holy name, that it will fulfill my desire. So that is called as prapadyante. So casually chanting the holy name is not prapadyante. So, prapadyante means there is some element of faith that the holy name is capable of fulfilling my material desires. So, with that mood, if one approaches the holy name, definitely it will reciprocate by giving them whatever material thing they need. But if someone is chanting the holy name without that faith, sanketyam parihasyam va, like that, then still such people, it will give them the benefit that no one wants to suffer in this material world. That material suffering, at least it will take away the holy name.
So this is like at which stage it happens, like that the result, this result, is that only when we chant Shuddhanam, or like where we have to work upon, like that I'm asking.
See, of course, here, if you remember, I will just pause here for a second, and I will go to one commentary, because you have asked this question, I have to answer it by quoting something relevant. I will read that, instead of directly answering, I will read that point, and you tell me whether it answers your question or not. So just hold on for a few seconds. I'm going to quote from 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So this is hold on, just opening. Okay, so now I am going to read from 9.31 commentary by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. This is from the verse Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvat Shantim Nigachati Kaunteya Pratijanehi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So in that verse purport, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, okay, so I want you to read the last line on the screen that you see here. Okay, thus
he attains Nigachati, complete cessation of lust and anger, Shantim, permanently.
So this is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writing, thus he permanently, okay, yeah, permanently. In Nigachati, Ni stands for Nitaram, completely. This means that even during the stage of having the tendency to commit sin, he has a pure heart. So, which means it remains in a subtle form. The pure heart remains in a subtle form, even though currently the conditioning may pull him in that direction. But the soul is convinced that I should not be doing it. And because samyag vyavasito hisaha, because he is completely convinced and he is engaged in the path of devotional service, gradually over a period of time, the influence of the conditioning will go away. And answering your question, at what stage? At the stage of nishta. At the stage of nishta, it will go away completely. But even at the stage of, even before the stage of nishta, what is seen is not inherent to his conviction, but it is inherent to the conditioning layer that is covering him. Like that. Okay, anything else before we move forward to the third chapter?
Roji.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to clarify. So in the whole, like, the discussion of Vishnu Dutas, the Sankitya Parihasampa. So what I understand is that is a Chaya Namabhas. So any people to whom, let us in train, or any person who is saying Rama, or what you call, any, they are critical. They are just speaking. We cannot say that they are getting the result unless they are chanting purely, because they should not be committing any other offenses. Means
offenses. Correct. You are right.
So just because that criteria is there. So not that all people who are Sankete Parihasama will get Navabhas. They are chanting Navabhas. So
correct.
That according to 6 to 10 purport that we read, different Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur goes through which are different offenses one may commit. Okay.
Correct.
And many of the places, this word also is mentioned that helpless. So, how helplessness and without offenses, is there any connection that helpless chanting helplessly and without offenses? Offenseless chanting and helpless, is there any connection?
Yeah, I mean, if you would definitely not offend your only source of help, if you are completely convinced that this is my only source of help, that would be the last person or the last thing that you would try to offend, because you don't want to lose that that help that is coming from that final source of help. So if you are helplessly dependent on someone, he would be the last person you would try to offend.
Okay.
So definitely, avoiding offense and feeling helpless are very much connected actually. So that is why it is impossible to avoid offenses with Tattva Vibhrama, with improper or inconclusive understanding of the scriptural conclusions. It is very difficult to avoid offenses. So the more we clearly understand, we realize that we are actually in a helpless situation, and by offending, I am losing my last hope of help. So actually, helplessness combined with the proper understanding of the scriptures actually help us avoid the offenses. So there is definitely a connection. Is that okay?
Yes.
Babaji, this helplessness, sometimes it is translated by Srila Prabhupada as unconsciously, like we were sure, like in that Apanna Samsatin Goram, Prabhupada translates that it is unconscious. At one, two other places I saw. So, like some comments on that. Helpless and
See, even in the case of Ajamil, he helplessly called out for Narayan, because that is the nature of a material person. What is that verse? Atma sainyeshu asatswapi tesham pramatto nidanam pashyan api na pashyati. So the principle is universal, that a material person feels helplessly dependent on asat atma sainya, but a spiritual person is expected to or supposed to helplessly depend on sat sainya, you know, which is the holy name, the process of devotional service, the Vaishnavas. But the principle that when you are helpless, you will definitely call for help in wherever you have your trust. That principle is universal. Yeah. But just that the material person does not know where the help can actually come from. Therefore, he becomes attached to the asatsena, like that. Is that okay, Hari Bhakti Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji. So, so like one more addition in that. So, helpless in case of materialistic persons, it becomes unconscious. That is what you are meaning to say.
Like, yeah, in materialistic persons, unconscious in the sense they are not conscious of the real, where the real help can come from. That they are not conscious of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So their so-called consciousness is real, actually unconsciousness in one sense. Like it is like a person in dream calling for help. But the person actually undergoing the dream, he really feels that I'm really calling for help. So that way, it's like that. Okay. Yes, Muktakesh Prabhu, you had your hands up.
I will just, not exactly related, but like in 10th offense, so one thing was, he was committing sinful activities. So, generally, to commit sinful, there are some material attachment also. He was maintaining that. What about him? And another thing is how it is connected to not having faith in, like, 10th offense, we say that, not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachment. So how they are like connected? Like one may be materially attached also, and one may have faith on the holy name also. Like how they are put in one category.
What it means is, see, you can have insufficient faith in bhakti. Will make you weak, not strong enough to give up the material attachments. So, and the more the faith in the process of the holy name or bhakti gets enhanced, to that extent one gets the strength to give up material attachments. So they are connected. To not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter, which means to the extent that we chant sincerely or practice the process of bhakti sincerely and experience the effect of that proper practice, only to that extent we will give up, because ultimately we want security. So to the extent that by our proper practice we feel secure through practice of devotional service, to that extent we would be willing to give up the other security. Like that. So they are connected. Okay, so I think now we will continue with the third chapter. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Okay, so we have some time, about 10 minutes left, and whatever we can complete, we will complete. So actually, you know, I would have liked that I read, you know, the verse and then some pointers from Vishnu Acharya Thakur and you read Prabhupada's purport. But there is definitely, at least in Kunjavihari devotees, because others have not spoken, so I don't know. But at least with Hari Bhakti Prabhu speaking and Muktakesh Prabhu speaking, there is a lot of, you know, I'm not able to hear properly. There is a lot of disturbance, time lag. So I will only, at least for today, I will only continue reading. So if this can be fixed sometime, then maybe we will see, we can have a rotation on a rotational basis, different devotees can read. Is that okay for now? Okay. So Yamaduta's question about the Supreme Controller. So at this point of time, actually the description of this is over. This episode of Ajamil is over. The glories of the holy name has been established very nicely. And in fact, Shukadeva Goswami has you know, Falashruti also. So he would have gladly moved on if only Parikshit Maharaj had no further questions. Parikshit Maharaj had, you know, he was very curious to know what happened when the Yamadutas. So now, as listener, I am convinced Ajamil was more than happy. He went back, everything has been settled. Vishnuduta had no issues from the beginning only. But poor Yamadutas, they heard from Vishnudutas, they went back. But what happened to them? What happened to their faith? Is anyone taking care of their faith? So what happened to them? So Parikshit Maharaj was very curious. How could they face Yamaraj? And did Yamaraj have any answers for their questions? So that's what he is going to, Parikshit Maharaj is going to ask Shukadeva Goswami now. He says, Shri Raja Uvacha Nishamya Deva Swabatova Varnitam Pratyaha Kimtanapi Dharma Rajaha Evam Hatagnyo Vihatan Murare Naideshi Kairyasya Vashejanoyam. So the king said, Parikshit Maharaj, Nishamya Swabhata Upavarnitam. Swabhata, one's own servants, Upavarnitam. Hearing, so after they went back, they narrated to Yamaraj what all had happened. Murarehe Naideshikaihi Vihatan. So Nidesha means order. Naideshikaihi means those who are holding the order of Murari, which means the Vishnudutas. Vihatan, that they had obstructed the order of Yamaraj. Yasya Vashe Ayam Janaha, who controls this whole world. Murari controls this whole world. Kim Devaha Dharmarajaha, what did Yamaraj? Yevam Hata Agnyaha, whose order was stopped from being executed. Tan Pratyaha, how did he respond to his servants? How did Yamaraj, whose order was stopped by the order carriers of Vishnu, How did Yamaraj respond to the Yamadutas? Srila Vishnachakra Thakur says, in the third chapter, the Yamadutas relate to Yama, how the servants of Vishnu disrespected him, and Yama teaches them the astonishing power of bhakti. So now for the second time, they are going to hear a Bhagavatam class, first from the Vishnudutas themselves, now from Yamaraj himself. This was like probably the most unexpected thing, according to them. Though Yama was disrespected by the servants of Vishnu and his own servants, so now they are going to very disrespectfully speak towards Yamaraj out of love, out of affection. Sometimes that kind of affection leads to a kind of disrespect which is born out of affection. It is not really disrespecting. So though Yama was disrespected by the servants of Vishnu and his own servants, he did not become angry, but rather repented that he had not taught his servants about Vishnu. He thought, oh, I should have taught them better. You know, I had a good opportunity. I had control over them. If only I would have taught bhakti, they would have also been devotees. The third chapter confirms the statements of the servants of Vishnu through the mouth of Yamaraj. So it's going to be a repeat presentation. It was mentioned in the last chapter that the servants of Yama told their master what had happened. Yamaraj asked and they replied. Parikshit then asks about this. The servants of Yama were obstructed by the order bearers of Vishnu. Thus Yama's order was thwarted. Yamasya devasya nadanda bangah kutaschanarshe shruta purva asid yetanmune vrishchatiloka samshayam nahit vadanya iti me vinishchitam urushe na kutaschanarshe. We have never ever experienced yadanda bangah, that even Yamaraj's punishment can be avoided. This is the first time we are hearing about it, first time we are experiencing. We have been in this job for such a long time. Me vinishchitam. So based on this, our conclusion is that tvada anya vrishchati etad loka samshayam. And I have concluded that other than you, no one can answer this doubt of mine. So can you please answer? You know, because I don't think anyone else can satisfactorily answer our question. So please answer. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Bhagavat Purushai Rajan Yamya Pratihatodyamaha Patim Vigyapayamasur Yamam Samyamani Patim. O Rajan, Pratihata Udyamaha. Udyama means their endeavors. With their endeavors being completely obstructed. Bhagavat Purushaihi, by the servants of the Supreme Lord. Yamya, Yamyaha means the servants of Yama. Pratihyapayamasuhu, narrated to their master. Yamam Samyamani Patim. Lord Yama, who was the Lord of the planet or the place called Samyamani. Like that. Okay. So, look, I cannot see your video always. So, if you have any doubt, you can automatically unmute yourself and please ask. Yamaduta Uchuhu. Kati santiha shastaro jiva lokasya vai prabho traividyam kurvata karma falabhivyakti hetavah. O prabho, O lord, kati jiva lokasya shastaraha. Till now we thought that you are the only controller of the jiva, but now we are trying to understand how many controllers are there iha santi in this world. Fala abhivyakti hetavah. Those who are meant to give the fruits of someone's actions, how many such people are there? Trividyam kurvatah, for persons who are acting within the realm of three gunas, how many such controllers are there? Because if there are too many controllers, And if there is no one accepted criteria for punishment, then someone may say that, oh, he is fit to be punished. Another one may say he is fit not to be punished. And if the jiva has a choice, he will naturally go to that person and say, okay, according to you, I am not fit to be punished. He is punishing me. Like that. So how many such, so we, in which case, you know, no one can be punished. Or if two people are there, both think that the, he has to be punished. He will be punished by both if there is no one controller. So that's what they are indicating here. Though we defeat all others in the world, till now, no one could escape our Yamapasha. But for the first time, we have been defeated by four persons with four arms. So, and we were just three persons with two arms. So we were like really outnumbered. After punishing them, we will bring Ajamil to hell. You tell us. You just tell once that those people were wrong. We are ready. Even though we are just three, we have full faith that we can arrest them and bring them here. If we cannot do so, then we consider ourselves to be servants of a firefly. Like that, you say, you think you are the sun, but in our opinion, so of course we should understand that they are not disrespectful by nature, but they could not tolerate that their master's order could be rejected so easily. So out of that feeling, they are speaking like this. They are not naturally disrespectful to Yamaraj. They say, so look, if you say that they were right, then we think we are just servants of a firefly, and we feel really embarrassed that we chose a firefly as our master. After this, we can no longer serve. How can we serve you? Thinking in this way internally, of course, they didn't speak like this, but they were thinking in this way internally. With choked syllables, they then challenged Yamaraj. So Trividyam means three types. So how many controllers are there? You please tell. So only one last verse we'll do, and then we will end today's discussion. Yadisyur bahavo loke shastaro dhandadarinah. Kasya syatam na vakasya mrityuschamritame vava. Yadisyuhu bahavo loke shastarah. If you say actually there are many controllers, dhandadarinah, who are capable of punishing the people, kasya syatam mrityuhu cha amritam, then who amongst them will result sin and who amongst them will result piety? Navakasya. And how would they coordinate between the two of them? Is there some coordinate? As far as we know, there is no coordinate. There is no coordination because we didn't even know that these other people existed. So which means there is no. We wanted to give them punishment. They thought he was fit not to be punished. So now who is to be followed? So that's what they are telling. If there are many controllers, what is the problem? There is a serious problem. Why? There are two results for action. One is hell, another is heaven. Among all the rulers who desire to give these two results, which one will award which result? Who will give what? What if there is a disagreement between these two parties? Then they will say, then no one may award result. Oh, there is no consensus. He says hell, he says heaven. Okay, because there is no agreement, no result is given. Or if there is agreement between the two, then what if both of them give a result? He will give hell for 10 years and after coming out of that, then again he will receive hellish punishment for 10 years. So this will become unjust. So how can for one sinful reaction, twice or thrice the person be punished? So we see a problem with this system. So please clarify what's going on here. So that's what here the Yamadutas are asking Yamaraj. And they have further few questions which we will discuss tomorrow. So for now, we'll stop the discussion here. If there are any quick last minute comments, questions, discussions, maybe for 1 minute we can take, and then we will meet again tomorrow. Okay, so thank you very much for your patient listening. So we will again meet tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna.